This is BOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The families of people who died in the 9/11 attacks on the United States gathered today to remember.
If it's 22 years, and this is the way I still feel like yesterday, it's hard. It's my second child.
As it has been, as she pointed out, 22 years since the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the plane that crashed in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania.
And as the years go by, it may feel that the world is moving on or even forgetting what happened here on September 11th, 2001. But please know this. The men and women of the Department of Defense will always remember.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon Monday morning. Germany will provide an additional 20 million euros in humanitarian aid to Ukraine, Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on Monday during a visit to Kyiv. She met with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Thank you very much, first of all, for your huge package, military package, supporting us on the battlefield and our budget. Thank you very much. Our appreciation for your defense support and the long package for a long time, 8.8.
The additional aid will bring Germany's total to 380 million euros this year, the minister said. South Korean media say a North Korean train, presumably carrying leader Kim Jong-un, has departed for Russia for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both North Korea and Russia confirm the meeting will take place. This is VOA News. The Eurozone economy will grow slower than previously expected this year and next year. The European Commission forecast on Monday that consumer demand is suffering from high inflation and the biggest economy, Germany, has slipped into a recession. Here is EU Commissioner for Economy, Paolo Gentiloni.
Economic activity stalled in the second quarter and survey indicators point to further weakening in the coming months.
Germany, Europe's biggest economy, will shrink 0.4% this year. The Commission forecast revising down from a 0.2% growth prediction. Emirates Airlines will resume immediate flight schedules to Nigeria and lift a visa ban on Nigerian travelers following a meeting between the leaders of the two countries on Monday. The Nigerian presidency said they also agreed on new investments into Africa's largest economy. The UAE stopped issuing visas to Nigerians last year after Dubai's Emirates suspended flights due to an inability to get funds out of Nigeria. In Libya, floods have killed at least 150 people, flooding result of Storm Daniel, which has swept through the Mediterranean. They believe that death toll is going to go up. As Russia pushes to the north end of Ukraine's war zone and retreats from towns in the south, we have two different stories from two different towns. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports on one town in which the war is moving away and another in which the war is headed its way.
On the ground floor of this firehouse, there is cause for celebration. The war isn't over, but it is moving away slowly as Ukraine fights bitterly for every meter in this counteroffensive. There are only 6 to 7 bombings a day here in Velika Novosilka, former firefighters say, making the Ukrainian town safe enough for residents to envision a future. But about 6 hours' drive away, in the city of Kupiansk, on the other end of Ukraine's war zone, the battle is getting closer. At this post office, residents mail out their valuables as they prepare to evacuate. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Velika Novosilka and Kupiansk, Ukraine.
Louis Rubiales resigned late Sunday following weeks of relentless pressure after the Spanish Soccer Federation president kissed a player on the lips without her consent during the trophy ceremony at the Women's World Cup in Australia last month. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.